I can't believe it's already May.
May is one of my favorite months of the year. It's getting warm and there's so many things to talk about, and also zebras and lions and
Let's slow things down before we speed things up. I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard.
It's Thursday, May 2nd. This is the 10 News.
And here are 10 things you need to know. It is officially Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Since the 1970s, the United States has come together to celebrate the rich culture and contributions of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. But it wasn't always meant for both Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, or celebrated for a full month. Let's check out the timeline. First up, a former congressional staffer, Jeannie Ju, proposed the idea of celebrating Asian Pacific Americans to Representative Frank Horton. Next, a United States House of Representatives resolution was introduced by Horton and Norman Y. Mineta, proclaiming the first 10 days of May as Asian Pacific Heritage Week. A month later, a similar bill was introduced in the Senate, followed by President Jimmy Carter making the week-long celebration official when he signed a joint resolution on October 5, 1978. And finally, in 1990, the week was extended to a month when George H.W. Bush signed a bill passed by Congress.
Up next, a wild zebra chase. Last Sunday, Washington State law enforcement officers and the community joined forces to capture four zebras that got loose near the eastern outskirts of Seattle. The zebras escaped while they were on their way to Montana when their owner stopped to secure their trailer. Three of the zebras were successfully captured, but there is one zebra still on the loose. Tenors, if you live in the Seattle area, keep an eye out for one of our black and white striped friends.
What?
Speaking of wild animals, we've got some news about one of our favorite Disney movies of all time, The Lion King. The teaser trailer for The Lion King prequel, Mufasa the Lion King, dropped on Monday and includes some big names, including Blue Ivy, who's joining her mom Beyonce as a part of the cast. Blue Ivy is just 12 years old and will voice Kiara, the daughter of King Simba and Queen Nala. And Queen Bee is voicing Queen Nala to make for the ultimate mother-daughter duo in both the film and real life.
From jungle cats to house cats, a Utah couple was left confused when their furry friend, Galena, suddenly disappeared. Galena had made her way into an Amazon return box at the family's home and survived for 6 days without food or water before she was found by an Amazon employee. After receiving the notification that the kitty cat's microchip had been scanned, the couple set out for Los Angeles to pick Galena up from a local veterinarian.
Excellent.
And now for some sports news. Chiefs superstar Travis Kelce has signed a new contract that reportedly makes him the highest-paid tight end in the NFL. While the initial report had fans excited that Kelce extended his contract with the Chiefs' kingdom through 2027, this new deal is actually just a measly $4 million raise on the rest of his current contract through 2025.
But Kelce isn't the only athlete in the spotlight right now. 19-year-old Special Olympics Great Britain athlete Lloyd Martin is making big strides towards becoming the youngest known person with Down syndrome to complete the TCS London Marathon. Lloyd was diagnosed with Down syndrome and a hole in his heart shortly after being born, and his family was told that he might not ever be able to walk, talk, or even feed himself. Today, he is an active gymnast and footballer through the Special Olympics GB movement and will join 50,000 runners at the start line in Greenwich Park on April 21st as they conquer the 26.2-mile race. Best of luck to Lloyd. Now on to some wild weather updates. Last Saturday night, tornadoes tore across the state of Oklahoma. Homes and buildings were leveled to the ground, and tens of thousands of residents and businesses were left without power. But Oklahoma wasn't the only state affected. On Friday, there were 106 tornadoes detected in just six states, with Nebraska and Iowa being hit the hardest. The 10 News team is sending our thoughts to those affected by the storms and wish for a speedy recovery.
And over in the city of Athens, strong winds carried in clouds of dust from the Sahara Desert, creating a Mars-like atmosphere. The city was draped in an orange lowlight from what a meteorologist and research director at the Athens Observatory called one of the most serious episodes of dust and sand concentrations from the Sahara since March of 2018. While it was quite the sight to see, the dust clouds brought unhealthy air quality to the city of Athens, and Greek officials issued a health warning for residents.
Let's head over to Argentina, where scientists discovered a 90-million-year-old herbivore dinosaur.
Awesome.
Argentine paleontologists announced the discovery of the animal called Chacosaurus neckel that was a very speedy runner that lived in the late Cretaceous period in present-day Patagonia. According to estimates, the largest one reached about 8 to 10 feet long and 27 inches high with an unusual curved tail that faced downward.
It's almost time for one of the best days ever.
Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you, Tenors, as we approach Star Wars Day on, well, May 4th. Star Wars was first released in 1977 and still to this day is a fan favorite. The first ever Star Wars Day took place in 2011 in the city of Toronto, and the event included a trivia game show, a costume contest, and a showing of fan-made tributes to the film. It wasn't until 2012 that Disney purchased Lucasfilm and began celebrating the holiday at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. And that was 10 Things You Need to Know.
Check out our episode next Thursday when we break down the potential TikTok ban. Also, we want to hear from you and what you think the biggest news story of the year has been. Leave us a voice message at 877-10-NEWS, and we might have you on our season finale. I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. Thanks for listening to the 10 News.
Data transfer complete.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now wherever you get your podcasts.